It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw him down and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Because I'm here to make a buck, and those that cannot break the heat can take the flank.
Forgive me if I hesitated.
Incredibly cut, incredibly cut, here. Incredibly cut, yes, I must say it's incredibly cut, here. The dogs are barking merrily, and Jerry sits on high. You studied your play to properly, you know that things can fly. Now if you want an encore, you might hear is
fucking hot in here.
And Derek is not going to take off his clothes.
Oh, no.
Please, he's close. Shorts and a t-shirt. Come on.
The air conditioning is broke.
Woo! Hey.
What's up?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to adjust the level.
I was trying to do that
turn
discreetly.
That up a little. That's
yeah,
me,
go.
But turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's me, turn it up. Turn up, 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 up,
turn
it down.
It is the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. CringeHumorRadio.com is the website.
Do I have
too loud now? Oh, no.
Do I have Vaughn's levels over here?
No, I fixed you. Don't worry.
All right, that's good.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
No, he isn't.
Oh. Steven.
White power.
Wow.
Steve's back.
Dan.
Try that one. Nope, these suck too.
Horn Lauren.
Your shit.
Present.
Keeping the keeping it going.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
And that's it.
Vaughn is absent.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Vaughn.
He might show up.
No, I don't think
he might not show up.
Okay.
No, we'll see what happens.
Whoops.
He's not here today. Let's just say he's not here today.
That's fine. He's got other things going on.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
he's
got a family emergency. So
yeah, we'll go with that.
He called out.
He's smothering his kid and hanging and killing his girlfriend. Whoops! Somebody already did that.
He's going down to Benoit Burger.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, so I might bring
that
up a little bit.
Oh, well, there's plenty more to talk about now.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Derek were discussing
stuff.
It before.
Yeah, coming out. It is 2 days after the White Castle eating contest.
And Craig ate Dan out, or out ate
wow.
out ate Dan, whatever he did, I don't know.
Certainly
where the
did.
Hell was I? I missed that one.
Wow. You know.
I was weak, actually.
They were roofie burgers.
For those of you that weren't listening, God bless you. Craig won. with 21 White Castle cheeseburgers. That is a lot.
21 cheeseburgers. He said, "Hit
Lauren,
me.
Lauren, get me. Off your ass and do it yourself.
Hit me. Hit me.
I'm now I'm all discombobulated. Whatever."
And then he hit really 21.
Are. Is that better?
If it was a game of blackjack, Craig would have been successful.
Yes, he would have won. All
right, that's
21 cheeseburgers for Craig, the winner. Second place was Vaughn with, what do you have, 16?
It's like 16, 15. I think.
Wow.
15.
What'd you, how'd you do, Matt?
I only ate 12.
Yeah, Matt had 12.
How about you?
I had 10. Dan had 10. I had 8.
Huh. That's it, yeah.
Gabba Rich had 10 as well. 10. And the next day he said he was hurting pretty bad.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I really had to force him down.
Really? Yeah. I'm very surprised by that.
I couldn't swallow.
Matt was actually having like an asthma attack while
almost,
we were doing it.
Almost. Yeah,
he couldn't breathe.
I feel like I'm 8 years old all over again.
There was a couple times because my headphones are really loud, so I hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like I hear the fan going and all this crazy shit. And I could actually hear you like like not being able to breathe into the mic. And I'm like, all right, Matt.
I was listening to the show today.
Oh, yeah?
The King of the Castle posted.
Yeah.
And I told Matt, I texted him, and I said, oh, my God, it sounded like he just really couldn't breathe
at
all.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking, he was just so stuffed. I felt
and
so
now you're saying it's all up in your head now?
It's right in the nose now. Oh. Right between the eyes.
This coming from the man who would eat, like, 3 value meals at McDonald's on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I've never been constantly just hammered like this.
Yeah. Huh.
Because of the weather.
Yeah,
sucks.
I guess.
Mm. Hot, cold, rainy, humid.
Everything. Wow.
Yeah. No, this is terrible. This weather is absolutely disgusting. Yeah. I really wish I could just move away to like Norway right now.
Yeah, actually, that would be preferable.
They don't have blacks or Jews there. Whoops.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Is Dan on? I didn't hear him.
Am I here?
Okay. There he is.
He just doesn't talk much.
Right. Wow.
We try to keep him in the back.
Okay.
It's hard when Vaughn steps on every one of your lines.
Yeah.
Oh, he did it the other night.
Matt's sitting in Vaughn's seat. I guess you have to.
I will.
You
don't
have to
worry.
Assume that role, please.
Don't worry. The other night, I was talking about some Chinese guy who fell
Gooks!
Out. Yeah, basically. No, I was like, so this Chinese guy was his apartment was on fire. He's like, oh, yeah,
he fell out of the building. He had red underwear on.
Derek just took his headphones off.
My headphones were off because I was putting stuff away. And I had to like, and I got my headphones back on. I went down. I'm like, Vaughn, you did it again.
And I pointed out that he did it during Dan's story about his dad, too, which I don't know if you've listened to or not. But he does. No. There is a point where he cuts him off. He totally like pointlessly cuts him off.
I bet you he's just home listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing what we say about
him.
In which case, fuck you, Vaughn, for not showing up and being a pussy.
He's the fattest piece of garbage to come along since
Gene Okerlund.
And, he's just, I don't know, he has this, it's this weird, like, kind of validation thing he has to do with himself.
Tourette's?
Where, like, you bring something up and
I know about that.
Yeah. Which is fine in regular conversation. Annoying, but fine.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to convey a story to someone, you want it, there's supposed to be, like, you know, hills and valleys, and you're supposed to build up to something.
Yeah. Well, when one person is speaking, if somebody says something and I've heard about, like, oh, I heard about this.
Yeah.
You know, I won't be like, oh, yeah, I know what happened. This is what happened. You're not going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah. He does that, like, oh, yeah, I heard about this. I read this today.
Yes.
Which is whatever.
But
it's annoying that he has to point that out. Because I heard most of the stuff you guys talk
about.
Yeah,
I wrote that article today in the paper. Yeah.
I clipped it out and put it on my locker.
Uh-huh. I was there when it happened.
It'd be like if you were filming a porno, he would barge in and do the money shot right before you.
I know. Seriously.
He'd be like, here it comes, baby. He'd be like, arr!
He'd just walk in, like, in the process.
Yeah.
Like, through the door.
He'd be the camera guy, and he'd drop it. He would drop it. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, and the windows are open tonight.
Yes, they are.
Well, there's no school, so it's all right.
That means they're home. Definitely home.
Oh, I heard him stomping before.
Oh, God.
Derek's neighbors, that
the
is.
The weekly fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear anything come of it, but I heard, like, boosh. You know, the door slammed.
Elephant feet?
Yeah.
Or cement block feet.
Actually, Derek might have been here for that, I think. I think he was.
Yeah. Yeah, you were like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, but nothing happened.
I don't know what it is. They have like a weekly thing where the mother yells at the kid cries, and she kicks him out. She's like, that's it, get out of here. And and he stands outside and goes,
he gets eaten by the coyote.
And then she lets him in eventually.
Yeah. How old's the kid? Young?
He's like 11.
Aww.
Yeah, they're like preteens.
Something like that.
So cool.
So anyway.
Yeah, so
To bring back fond memories. My mom used to kick me out when I was 11.
Really?
To
bring back Vaughn memories.
Vaughn memories.
God, stop.
We were talking about his ball sack thing.
Oh,
dude, do we have to
honestly,
bring that back up?
Honestly,
I missed it.
I did not listen to that story even when he was saying it because I was on the computer.
Yeah.
I got the gist of it, but that was a varicose vein on his ball.
He has, his family has the family trait,
yeah,
so to speak, of varicose veins, is how we put it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a family trait.
But no, it's not. It's, that's a problem.
Some people have chefs in their family.
Yeah.
Some people have business owners.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's varicose veins.
Yeah, it's like Shell-Off syndrome. They pass it down to all the male members.
We got the elephant man on our dick. That's our family trait. Come on. It's a family heirloom.
But he's got a vein, apparently, that has caused his one testicle to practically double in size.
Yes, or folks, he's single, ladies.
At least the surrounding area of the testicle. I mean,
oh my God.
I don't know. It sounds pretty gross to me.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I mean, he has to have something done about that. And his doctor basically told him, are you going to have kids anytime soon? Well, no. Well, then you're okay. No. And why does everybody all of a sudden talk like Produce Pete?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got this thing on your balls.
Wow.
I can get rid of it, though. Rub some aloe vera on it.
For instance, did you know cancer is deadly?
Rub an artichoke on your penis 3 times a day.
An artichoke?
That would be inadvisable.
Painful.
But effective.
Yeah. I saw a recent video of him. He looks awful.
Yeah.
He's gotten
Vaughn or Produce Pete?
Both.
Okay.
Produce Pete, he's gotten so fat. And he has that wet rat look, like his hair is white, but it's like his hair is
Rick
just
Flair.
Like flung. Yeah, he looks like if Ric Flair was trying to rip out of Dusty Rhodes' body. it's.
He was the birthmark.
Yes.
That's where he ripped out of.
The birthmark is kind of like when Agent Smith copies himself. The birthmark completely encompasses the surface area of his body.
You are ridiculous.
And then he turns into Ric Flair. No, seriously. If you can think about that, right in between like Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, that's what Produce Pete looks like now. And it's so bad.
He's trying to rip through Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
Baby, I got this pain in my side, baby.
Woo, baby.
Give me a woo for some eggplant, baby. Woo.
Oh, my God.
Diamonds are forever, and so is sapphire.
Give me the four horseradish, baby.
Hit her in the shoulder.
Wow. I mean, 10 feet away, he chucked it as hard as he could.
And that hurts.
And then he ran out the door, and the customer in front of him went
you
outside
asshole.
And chased him. And got
I would
his license
beat that
plate
guy's
number.
Ass gladly.
Well, the guy got away, but they got his license plate number, and then they went and arrested him.
Was he a regular customer?
He's been in there before. He actually almost caused a fight on Sunday.
Really?
He's been off his medication. That's what was said.
Wow. He should be off this earth.
Yeah. He threw a jar of tomato sauce at someone.
This is when the whole eye for an eye punishment comes in handy.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
They should stomp his guts right in
front of with ragu bottles.
Seriously.
Get, like Kurt Schilling to chuck the ragu bottle at him.
But, yeah, I brought the video up on the surveillance for everybody at work.
My
wow,
pants
that's
are
fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he really, really whipped it. You see him like gear back. It's very choppy on the surveillance because you'd have to download it. So we can't do that. I think you have to have like a special clearance to do that. So we watch the choppy version, and you see a good like 5 or 6 frames of him just whipping at her. She just grabs her shoulder and he takes off.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, actually it was because I don't like the person who got hit. So
okay.
Oh, is it what's her name?
Who's what's her name?
Oh, she doesn't work there anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway. We just lost like 10 minutes of audio. For some reason, it just stopped recording.
Cool.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I'm going to blame it on the air conditioning.
Wow.
So, for those of you that are listening on via the podcast or iTunes, sorry. I don't know what you missed. We'll figure it out.
At least it was during the pathmark portion.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. A guy.
I was complaining about work. That was about it.
Yeah. I worked at a gas station, and there was a car accident where a guy fell asleep.
I forgot about that.
Or had
a
heart attack.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
A medical episode.
And slammed into the pumps. Well, on the way to slamming into the pumps, he also ran over a dude who was walking to work.
Yeah.
He worked at the pizzeria. And
I remember
there
that.
Was an Eckerd across the street, and they actually had it on videotape. And they had to give it to the gas station to review or whatever for... whatever purposes.
Insurance probably damages or whatever.
Yeah. one of the guys that worked there was like, copy? And he like left it on the hard drive. I guess they gave him like a CD and they're like, we need this back. And he copied it. So he would like every once in a while he'd show people. No. You could see it just like.
Just the video of the guy getting hit?
It's a video. It's from, there's an Eckerd across the street it's pointing towards the gas station. So you just see a car come and just like go off the side of the road. And you can barely see it because it's so far away. But you see the person, and then you don't see him, and then you see kind of the...
Wow.
Have you ever seen
Now you see him, now you don't.
Exactly.
I don't know. I guess it's like a series.
The Amazing Disappearing
Death.
Mexican. Yeah, I've seen
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's horrible.
I've never seen it, but I know like a lot of things involved in
it. Yeah, because your
really
brother
disturbing.
Was obsessed
pretty
with
disgusting.
Faces of Death.
It's disturbing stuff, yeah.
Some of it I would like to see, some of it I wouldn't, but yeah.
It's something that you don't want to watch by yourself. It's something that you have to be around other people to watch. Yeah. It's not like...
I was watching it, and it wasn't phasing me at all. It was like... Because some of them are even like, fake, you know? But then there's like a guy walking across, like, a railroad tie, and he gets, like, electrocuted. And all, like, stupid shit. Like, botched, what do they call them? Like, stings or whatever. Where the cop will, do, like, a drug bust. And, like, the guys will have guns, and all these people die. The only thing that bothered me was they had a dog tied up to a tree in, like, Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they wanted to kill him. So they took a shovel, and the dog's, like, crying and, like, pulling away. And they just took the shovel right in the back of his head and kill him right there. And I was like, turn it off!
Yes.
I don't care about people.
Horrible.
That's enough.
Fucking
no, yeah,
dog's
seriously.
Dying.
The only thing I ever saw was on Traces of Death was there was a politician guy who was kind of famous. He shot himself in like, the front of the news crew, and like he put the gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger.
Bud Dwyer.
And then, and then blood was just pouring
that
out
is,
of his nose and his head like a faucet.
That is such a mess, that video. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I actually only saw that recently, like about maybe a month or two ago.
He's like, this could hurt somebody. He pulls like a 357 out of a vanilla folder envelope.
Damn.
And they're like, oh, shit. And he's like, stand back. He's like, boom. And he just drops and just pouring out
of fucking Hershey syrup pouring out of him.
Seriously, it was... pretty disturbing, but yeah, that doesn't bother me really. I don't know.
It was disturbing, yet you're okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Whatever.
It's death. It happens.
This is depressing.
Whatever.
Let's move on.
Oh, well, why don't we talk about Chris Benoit then?
Who? I thought it was funny how he hung himself from the weight pulley.
Yes.
Like on his weight set.
Rather conventional.
One last rep.
Well, a couple things we gotta get to. First of all. Somebody, this might have been Gabby Rich, I don't know, left this on my car.
Uh-oh.
And it's a
or you have
news
a
article or whatever. And highlighted, he put, injuries suggest Benoit strangled Daniel, his son, in a chokehold. So
the crippler crossface.
Yeah.
They said
claims
they were,
yet another victim.
It said there were no marks or anything that would indicate that
that's
he actually choked
him. That's what they said
at
first. And now there's coming out with all this shit. They were saying the bodies were fine. Now they're saying she was tied up. She had, like, a cut in the back of her head and all this.
They say he smashed her face.
Yeah. And then they said, oh, they must have smothered him with a pillow. Now they're saying, oh, he's got all kinds of bruises on his neck and he strangled him.
Wow.
So it's like, what the fuck? Because they always do that.
Next thing you know, they'll be saying that he was set up and it was Kevin Sullivan.
Now, that's exactly what I said to Steve.
He did say it, too.
What was that fucking, was it the Army of Darkness or whatever they were in?
Oh,
like years
what
ago?
What was that called? The Dungeon of Doom?
Legion
of Doom?
No, the Dungeon of Doom.
It was like him, couple random people.
He was called the Taskmaster at the time.
And Benoit's wife.
Benoit's wife, woman.
Well,
was,
she was married
guess,
to Sullivan, right?
Yeah, she was married to Sullivan.
His wife.
They divorced in 97.
Yes.
And then
it was Sullivan.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
He put him in the spinning fucking knee lock or whatever
and
his fucking gay-ass finisher was.
Apparently Benoit's kid had some kind of rare form of...
it was like Fraggle X, they call it.
Fraggle.
Not Fraggle, Fragile.
Fraggle.
Whatever.
Fragile X syndrome.
Fraggle X.
It's like a type...
Just make him work underground, mining shit.
I was thinking more along like lines of Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Fraggle X is fighting for Fraggle rights or something.
The Goobas! Whatever the fuck they were.
The Dozers?
The Dozers, that's
was
what they
it,
were.
What did they call it? The Doozers.
Doozers, yeah.
Fraggle Rock didn't land on us. We landed on Fraggle Rock!
Backwards, but funny.
That's, yeah, sorry.
Guys are nuts. That show was so depressing as a kid.
It really
Fraggle
was.
Fraggle Rock?
Yeah.
Why? Because they would eat all the Doozers' work?
They're communists.
Well, because they worked their cares away.
That's true.
Yeah. Like any good person should.
It was their drug. It was their anti-drug.
I thought it was dance your cares away.
I don't know. Well, work your cares away.
No, it was work your cares away.
Yeah. Worries for another day. Let the music play.
Down in Fraggle Rock.
Wonder if a Jew invented that show.
Probably.
Or a communist.
Maybe Jim Henson.
Same thing.
And a junkie wants to say something.
Worries for another day. Let the frags play. And then the doozers said, work your cares away.
Oh, the doozers were the
doozers.
They were the Jews. Okay.
Yeah.
They were the
Oh, they have their.
Get back to work.
They were making a version of the song.
They were making the pyramids. That's what they were making, a giant, intricate glass pyramid. And the Fraggles were the Egyptians just coming around fucking with them.
Basically, money. Yeah.
Well, I never got that. What, they were like little shards of glass. They were building stuff.
They would eat
and
them,
they would
though.
Come around and
they
eat them.
Yeah.
They were like crystalline or something.
Yeah.
They would.
What a bunch of assholes.
It was made of sugar. The Fraggles ate it.
Seriously. But like if they someone's building something, like if someone's building a house, you don't come over and just like take a plank of wood.
It was pure cane sugar.
The fucking doozers.
Do the music now. Come on.
Derek, no. Suspend your disbelief.
Oh, no.
Carly, go with the bit.
But anyway.
She is. Don't worry.
Back to Benoit.
No, I want to talk about Fraggles.
Those things really
Fraggles are better.
Oh.
And what were the big things?
Oh, the gourds.
Gourds.
Gorgs.
Yeah.
Gorg.
Gorgs.
Were those the things like on the outside?
Yeah.
I caught a Fraggle. That disgusting Chinese guy was a gorg.
Yes.
They got the fucking
the
dick nose and shit.
Disgusting Chinese. Sorry.
Yeah, what's with the phalluses? The phallic nose and everything?
My God.
I don't know.
I loved that show.
Yeah. Was that HBO?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was actually.
Because I remember every time I saw that HBO thing in the beginning, their intro with the lights, I would always think Fraggle Rock was coming on. Because that's all I watched.
Then it was Chris Rock. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was like comedy jam.
HBO was like made of just like bits of light and stuff. Just like points of light, that one.
Yeah, okay, or they had the one where it came over the street, like the really fake street.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're going back to like 1985.
I know.
Old. Like, I remember only seeing HBO when I would come to your house.
Yes. Yeah, my grandmother had
I would stay over or whatever, and you would like fall asleep, and I would wake up, and like HBO would be on. Like, what is this? This is like alien to me.
Sex.
Because I had, like, channels 2, 5, 7, and 9, and that was it.
Wow.
Not even 11 and 13.
Well, I had 11 and 13, whatever, yeah. Okay.
Oh, sex on HBO?
We were that poor.
Really? Rare.
Different.
Yeah, the TV's dials were broken, so you couldn't get it to 11 or 13.
I think we actually have it here.
What's that?
HBO.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
I don't remember this.
Big
at all.
Silver HBO coming out of the space. This wasn't the one I was thinking about.
There's another one, yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe it was.
I don't remember this.
Weird.
Wow, hardcore. Anyway.
That is. Well, that's that.
Okay. Oh, all right. So, what do you think, Steve, about Benoit? I haven't really talked to you much about it.
Quite honestly, it's very shocking. Yeah. Very surprising.
Of all the people that I would have expected, you know, to do something like that, I thought, you know, maybe I had somebody actually I was thinking about at work that would have been a more likely candidate for something like this than him, but. I don't know. I know you like Benoit a lot when we grew up.
Yeah, I was just searching my phone for the text. Me and Steve discussed it shortly, and I said, I wish we still did the backyard wrestling because we could reenact it. Like, whoever would be Benoit, I would just like swallow a bottle of pills and then go smother. He's like, yeah, you can smother Matt.
Wow.
Or kill Matt as, you know, whatever. Hang yourself in the shed.
Unbelievable.
Well, here's something really interesting, which... I hope they figure out, because this was really interesting.
What's up?
Investigators are looking into who altered pro wrestler Chris Benoit's Wikipedia entry to mention his wife's death hours before the authorities even discovered the body. 14 hours before the body was discovered, it was posted on Wikipedia that she had died. I think the entry said that he missed the match because he was devastated over... the death of his wife Nancy. Before they even found the body, so they're going through and they're trying to figure out who put that there.
It could be a fluke though, like, oh, he missed the match, he's not here. Let's make sure it up in Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, didn't you say they can edit it though? You can go back and edit.
Anyone can edit it, yeah. But you can't edit the time that you put it in.
Hmm. No, and you're supposed to
maybe
be
he
logged
did it
in.
Maybe he did, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they don't really have, like, you can go in and completely wipe something. You know,
but they have, like, I think they have a recovery.
Yeah,
they must have some kind of
they
recovery
do,
thing.
But at least for a little while, you'll see something
yeah
completely just ridiculous. That's why it really needs to be
yeah
needs to be tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's kind of the beauty and the curse of it, that anybody can go on
yeah
there and put that shit so it's constantly
obviously
updating.
Yeah.
But you're also going to get some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Huh.
You got to wonder if it was him.
I don't think he would do it.
I think it was Danny.
He was retarded.
Other developments.
Idiot savant.
Ten empty beer cans were found in a trash can
yeah
at the home. An empty wine bottle was found a few feet from where Benoit hung himself.
Oh, so Alan
hanged
was there
himself.
Hanged himself. No, you know what?
It's his lung?
No.
If you look at Benoit, and I've always kind of said this about him.
He looks like a creep.
He has, I mean, we know people that kind of have the same kind of like look and
yeah
and build as he does. And there is like a latent sort of Down syndrome kind of look to him. Just a little bit. There's
yeah
like the way his build is.
His eyes are like really
yeah
far apart and shit.
It's just like the way he looks, like you would say, you know what? It doesn't surprise me that, you know, he actually has a retarded kid, some kind of rare, you know, form
yeah
of it or whatever. But the people that we know, which I think Steve knows who I'm talking about, I won't be surprised if in fact they ever do have kids, if they come out retarded.
At this moment, I really don't know who you're talking about.
Okay,
I'll
sure tell
I
you
do
after
know
the show.
Yeah, please do.
Well,
me and Derek were
break
talking about it before. Like, they found steroids in his house. So, of course, WWF is like, oh, well, steroids couldn't have been a possibility because we checked for that. Like, you're telling me Batista doesn't do steroids? You're lying to my face.
Oh, yeah.
people like him.
The
you know?
Their main doctor said that I think only a couple days beforehand he saw Benoit.
Yeah.
And he said there was absolutely no signs of any kind of...
And they just raided his office,
yeah
his physician. They went through and they... I guess they were looking through his computers.
Did they get any of his stuff?
Medical records, all kinds of crazy shit they're going through.
Did they find anything?
I don't know. I just read that they did it. I guess they didn't release anything yet.
There was an office in, I think, New York, an online pharmacy
mm-hmm
that sells steroids and human growth hormone and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Six of them pled guilty to selling...
To Benoit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Two of them were the owners. So
ouch.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of it is. It was just mentioned.
Steroids.com?
Yeah. Could be.
No. Roids or us?
Oh, Christine has a cute little quote.
Uh-oh.
When I'm wrong, I just go and edit Wikipedia to make myself right.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
Sure.
And I Love Poop says that anybody can edit. You don't even have to sign up. They log your IP.
Oh, okay.
And I guess they have people who probably go through and check everything periodically.
Hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a 50-50. You go on there and you're like, if you know shit already and you read it, and you're like, this is wrong. You
yeah
know? But sometimes
yeah,
medical shit is usually pretty accurate. You should probably get like medical like students and
yeah
doctors
I'm sure
on there.
I'm sure they're pretty a lot more strict with medical things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you look up cancer, it's probably going to be a lot more accurate than fucking, you know, I
yeah
don't know.
The history of the WWF title.
Yeah, yeah no, exactly. Yeah.
No, I've I found little errors here and there and corrected them. And it's annoying because every now and then I'll go back and
it'll
be changed again
yeah
yeah
to what I know is wrong. Like, and I'll even put in, like, this was the original, like, quote, like, originally this was posted here, however this is wrong, and then go back and find what I added to it. Like, it's somebody who must
yeah
know that it's me or something.
The earth is square.
Basically,
and
yeah.
And you correct it. No, the earth is square.
I believe that is inaccurate.
The Titanic fell off the face of the earth. That's why I can't find it.
But anyway, so it's disappointing. But
yeah
I will remember him for being a great wrestler.
But I love
sure
Wikipedia.
Well, I was talking to Steve. I never got into like him, Dean Malenko, and Eddie Guerrero. Were like
a guy with a vest.
They were all like little short guys with
vests
walking around.
Uh-huh.
because I grew up with WWF, and I was all about the gimmicks. If you didn't have
I grew up with that too, though.
Yeah, but I was like a complete mark for that.
So
If you didn't have a gimmick, you were like out for me. That was it. Okay, yeah. You can't just walk down there and say, "Hey, what's up? I'm Joey Bag of Donuts." And like,
you didn't like Bob Backlund or like.
I didn't like him at first. No, that was dumb. I liked how he turned into Mr. Backlund.
That was Bob Backlund. That was awesome.
The best gimmick ever, probably.
Pretty much.
Just using big words and
he became Hot Rod.
WWWF. He went crazy. That was the best. And he gave Jim Ross a cross-faced chicken wing.
Yes.
Poorly, but he did it.
Portly.
But it's getting hotter in here now.
It would have made his other lip retarded if he did.
All the hot air coming out of our mouth.
I'm not beheaded. Oh, that was a Napa headed. Oh. Wow.
So Benoit is... And the WWE just wanted nothing to do with this.
Oh, I know.
All they're doing is coming out and saying, like, he did not do steroids. He didn't do steroids. He did not do steroids.
I think when Matt first told me about it, the first thing I thought was, like, Vince McMahon's like, shit, this ruins my whole plan I had for the Vince McMahon dying gimmick.
Actually,
I was going to come out and say, sorry, you know, it's a shame this happened.
Actually, I think when I first told you about it, one of your first reactions was, wouldn't it be fucked up if he killed them and committed suicide? That was, like, the first thing that he said. And one of my managers at work said the exact same thing.
That's immediately what I thought.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, first thing.
Like, him and his family's dead. Oh, well, he probably killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been fucked up if he went home because, like, somebody said, like, your family, like, nobody's answering at the door or something like that. And he went home, you know, and Kevin Sullivan killed his family, and he comes in there, and Sullivan's in the weight room waiting for him
up. I wonder if they had big black X's on their foreheads. That's too insane.
No, the giant burst through a wall and choked him to death.
Wow.
Well, Steve was saying... Which I thought was really funny, which I don't think we can expand on because I don't know anything.
Well, we always can expand.
But he said that Vince McMahon was like Hannibal Lecter, going in there and telling him to do crazy shit.
He's convincing him to kill himself, you know.
Do it, damn it.
Yeah.
Kill them. Tie your face off and eat it.
How could so many wrestlers die? It has to be Vince.
I actually made up a list of all ECW wrestlers, of people who were in ECW at some point who have died.
Mm-hmm.
I off of the top of my head, I named 13, I think.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's
every ridiculous. Time someone dies, they come out with the list of dead wrestlers. And it is extraordinary.
What was it? Dead before 65? There's like a big list of like guys who died before turning 65 years old.
I can't even tell you the last like baseball star or football star that died.
Yeah.
Like you would actually say like, wow, like, you know, that's a big deal. You know, like not just like some random guy who really hasn't done anything.
The wrestler's dying is like another one?
Yeah. but especially like to me, like Benoit dying is the exact same thing as Eddie Guerrero dying. Like in terms of how influential they were to a group of like a specific community of wrestlers, how far they came along, how long it took them to
earn
that
like
position.
Like hand in hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember turning on WCW and it's
always
like Eddie Guerrero versus Chris Benoit. I'm like, fucking again?
Yeah.
Jesus.
They would even say like this is like the like a best of seven. Like they used to do that. They would have guys like wrestle. Because
I guess
like,
they probably trained together and all that.
Yeah.
And they went everywhere together and they were obviously best friends, but it was like, jeez, how many times do I have to fucking see these little vested?
Oh, yeah.
They
I know.
They put their
well, that's it.
Up
they were the three amigos. That's
vest
where
versus vest. Vest out of 10 wins. It's a vest of 7 tonight.
But anyway, I was just thinking about all these groups of guys that there's only one left. Like when you think about the Pitbulls and the Public Enemy, like those two tag teams in ECW. Those four guys were really close.
Yeah.
And now the only one left is Pitbull 1, Gary Wolf. Pitbull 2 is dead. Johnny Grunge is dead. And Flyboy Rocko Rock, dead. I have worked with all four of those guys. Three of them are dead.
How many did you see naked?
None.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Bam Bam Bigelow and Chris Candido, dead. The only one left, Shane Douglas.
You see them naked?
No.
Damn.
Really, Bam Bam's dead? What the hell have I been?
Dead.
He had diabetes.
A couple months ago.
Dead.
And
they buried him in Neptune.
One other group of like close knit ECW guys. Benoit, Malenko, and
Guerrero.
And Guerrero.
Malenko fucking cut out of that shit real quick.
Yeah.
Gabberidge says Eddie equals best frog splash. Okay. Now, I was telling Steve, I was watching those Wrestling Gone Wrong videos with all the like really
the
bad
blooper reels.
Of which Matt is on
did
there.
Did you see the
Matt
one that I'm
on
in?
There?
Really?
It's number 5. There's like a series of 7 of them.
Yeah.
I'm in number 5. A guy in a match that I did screwed up big time.
Well, these were all like actual Is it like every? Because these are all like professional, like WCW.
It's WWE. A mix of indie. Oh, it's not those. It doesn't have indie stuff. No. Oh, okay, no. Then I haven't seen it.
But I swear to God, I'd say a good 40% is pure Eddie Guerrero fucking up or getting fucked up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like there was one where it was him versus Edge, and literally, like he went to like hit the rope
too intense,
and he just like broke his leg.
Yeah, way too intense.
Yeah, and then like. Edge tried to like take him off the rope again, and he just grabbed it.
Yeah.
He clung to it.
A lot of times you'll see Eddie Guerrero get injured, and then he'll just stop and roll out of the ring
and
walk around. Yeah. Okay. Yep. There's a match with him and Flair from WCW where that happened. He like hits the ropes, and he's just like, nope. Mm-hmm. I can't continue this spot, and he goes outside.
There was like three high spots where he fucked up. He did a frog splash. It was like all knees on someone.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I mean, he took a power bomb, and his fucking... His like knees hit the canvas like over his head. I mean, he was just like, it was like, oh my God, this guy, no wonder he's dead.
Yeah. Jesus. No wonder he was on so many drugs and shit.
Seriously.
I don't know. But
and yes, Gabbert says Jake Roberts is still alive.
Somehow. That was actually I read just last night, somebody said guys like Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero are dead at the top of their game.
Yeah.
But guys who are such a mess like Jake Roberts and Scott Hall still manage to be alive. Their lives are absolute train wrecks right now.
Yeah.
And they're still alive. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It's not fair.
I don't want Jake Roberts to die or anything.
No, I love Jake. I wish he would come back.
Yeah.
Fat and all. I don't care.
Wow.
With the snake.
With the snake. He got really, really bad with that. He would basically put the snake between his legs on shows and just walk around the ring with it. Like he had an erection.
an 8-foot erection.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Eddie broke his arm his first day in WWF.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
The guy, he didn't do anything half-heartedly.
No, he didn't. Not even dying.
It's true. But anyway, oh God, that was just...
Thank you.
Ridiculous shit. But, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's enough wrestling talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is topical.
Putting everybody to sleep.
Whoops. What are you going to do?
Listen, we rarely talk about wrestling.
Actually, we really don't.
No.
We have cut it out. Come on,
whoops.
Lauren.
Somebody
we have cut it out.
Off.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Yep. That used to be our fallback. No news, wrestling.
Basically. Well, that was before we were on...
Cringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were just doing the show for ourselves, basically. Teacher who forced a pupil to write... I am a retard 100 times was acquitted by an Italian court on Wednesday of abuse charge.
When they found that he really was retarded.
Whoops.
The Simpsons intro gone wrong or something.
The teacher whose identity was withheld to protect her privacy forced the punishment upon the 12-year-old boy after he blocked a fellow pupil from going to the toilet and called him gay and girly.
Oh my God!
Wow, he's a sissy fag.
Teachers are outrageous.
His parents had sought €25,000, which is about $33,000, in damages. Then a public prosecutor had called for a 2-month prison sentence, but the court cleared the teacher.
Crazy!
Wow!
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, justice prevails. Justice will be served.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
The teacher said her punishment of the boy had been appropriate, particularly after a widely publicized case of an adolescent who committed suicide in Italy, apparently after having received taunts at school about being homosexual. Gay rights group had called for the charges to be dropped.
Well,
I never intended to humiliate the boy.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I never intended to humiliate the boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a me, a Mario.
It's a me.
It's a me, Wario.
And, it's somewhat of a related story. I'm sorry.
She made the boy write "Lo sono deficiente,"
wow,
which literally means deficient.
Deficient.
What? Deficient. Sorry.
Oh.
Which is more
who's
commonly
deficient here?
Yeah, I know. I can't fucking read. Which is more commonly used as a disparaging term, meaning moron or mentally retarded.
Hey, you're Benoit's son, huh?
Wow.
Oh.
He's got Fragile X syndrome.
Wow! It must be Italian.
Oh, my. Can you imagine? Benoit gets the papers. Fragile X. He's like, Fragile. It must be Italian.
That was what it was called, right? Fragile?
Yeah, Fragile X syndrome.
Fragile 10.
in Newark, there was a yearbook.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Oh, did you discuss it already with the gay black kid?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was,
Oh, why? What did you want to say about it?
Well, I'm just saying they're like, oh, well, at first they're like, well, we just blacked it out because we thought he didn't go to the school. Yeah, right.
Like, he only
like a flaming Negro is like something that, oh, well.
That's
we going to
pay.
Know.
Wait, wait. A Negro that pays $150.
Yes.
To have his picture in.
Yes.
No, he doesn't go to the school.
We didn't think he went to the school.
How could you not notice a flaming
not
Negro?
Not that we don't have gay people. We just don't have black people at our school.
That's not in Newark.
Unbelievable.
How?
That's over to the left, boy. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, do it. Is either that or stop yelling flaming Negro.
You laugh.
Oops. There are black people right across the street.
Oh, okay.
My ears started bleeding. My ears. You laughed so hard.
My ears.
We need to make ears. We need to make a clip thing of just Matt's incredible laughs.
I love it. He has many.
Like, literally, you'll sit there, and I guess you're engulfed in a story. You don't realize you're doing it. And you do all these little grunty laughs.
I do those. I actually do those on purpose. Yeah.
Those are it's one of my favorite parts of the show is listening to you just.
Well, it happens a lot during Vaughn stories, actually.
Yeah.
Because he says things that are so offensive and like. Especially when he talks about, I don't know, gay people and his personal stories with them.
Whoops.
Or when he used to, at least.
And I figure like, when I'm you like, say. You figure. Yeah.
I'll just do that.
You figure when you say offensive, you mean he's making fun of gay people, but offensive, you mean. Just talking about gay people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not
talking
offensive
about himself.
Too. Offensive thinking about it. Because that's how I find it offensive.
I just thought it was funny. That was like their initial bullshit excuse. Was like, oh, well, we didn't know he went to the school. Like, yeah, right.
We blacked him out because he didn't go to the school.
Like, that makes any sense.
Well, the toucher says he's a Negro. It's a school. I can see how they made the mistake.
No, but it's Newark. There's nothing but blacks.
Wait, well, that was a joke.
Yeah, well, they all do look the same. So.
That's true.
Speaking of Negroes and school, you hear about the new plan that they're doing?
Oh, no.
They're going to pay them to go to school.
What?
Yeah. What, they get minimum wage to go to school?
Yeah, like, they're starting in New York, I think.
Of course.
It's privately funded as of right now.
That's just out of
because it's not cool in the young black male community to go to school.
Do you know why?
This is because
they're too cool for school.
No.
Wow.
Is this real?
Yes, this is real. This is real.
That's so ridiculous.
This is politicians trying to correct.
Do you remember when kids used to say that? We should get paid to go to school?
Yeah.
Like, that's like a kid's mentality. Like it's almost a joke when you think about it. Like, no kid seriously believes that they should get paid to go to school. But
I miss school. Shit, I'd rather go to school than work.
Seriously. Yeah. But to actually get paid, like, in what way? Like
they're going to pay him per achievement. Like, so you get a 90 on your test, like,
That's not happening.
No.
Yeah, you know what it's going to be?
No.
It's basically like the crack whore, you know, parents are just going to be like, you better go to school, you better get yourself a fucking 90, because I need to score tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
And they're just going to beat the kids even harder than they already do. Because
beat the white kids and get the grades out of them.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just going to breed more cheating.
God.
I'm like, it's a blatant example of
it's gonna be
we have a problem. Let's throw money at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Welfare.
That will never
poor
happen.
People. Let's throw money at it.
At their graduation, instead of getting like little diplomas, they'll just get like chains with spinners on them and shit. Yeah, you graduated, nigga.
Here's your bling bling.
Wow.
Hit the streets, son.
Well, if they do this, they should pay them like at the end of the semester or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't pay them at all.
No.
Well, if it actually does happen.
You're getting
ridiculous.
Basically a free education because we all know they don't pay taxes. We're paying them.
They don't pay taxes.
Yes,
who's they, Dan?
The
who's
poor
they?
People.
Oh, okay.
Which predominantly in this state,
yeah.
Not being racist.
Well, it is black. I mean, you don't have to be racist.
It's black.
Just how it is. It's
yeah.
The black districts tend to be the poorer ones.
It's classist.
True.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
That's ridiculous.
There you go.
What is?
I don't accept this.
This whole thing.
Oh, we're PC all of a sudden? What the hell is this? Can we get some sound bites?
I think it is absolutely absurd that someone would even offer the idea.
And they also, for like adults, they're going to pay them for having a job. It's like, you have a job, you get paid from the job.
But
why
get
does
a
the government
bonus?
Need to pay you? Like, for keeping your job. I kept my job 2 weeks. Give me $100.
Yeah, no.
An incentive. I work at a job that I am goddamn miserable at 26 years old for 10 years. 10 years.
I gave you the
application. I thought you were going to say $10 an hour.
I gave you the application.
I was going to walk over there and punch you.
God.
I gave the application to Greener Pastures, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Greener Pastures.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Matt's a union man. He ain't going to that. Non-union.
Yeah, he's a union man. Sure.
They don't do shit for him anyway.
They really don't.
What do they really do? You pay $3 a month for what?
How much?
$3?
I don't know.
It's a lot more than that.
Well, 20 a month. All right,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's about 20.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whoops.
Hey, that's 20 a month. That's like three White Castle trips.
That's true. It really is.
Yeah. It's like a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
A gallon of gas?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
In fucking Europe,
half a
sure
gallon.
It is.
It's like half a gallon.
Yeah. Anyway. So.
Yep.
Break.
Oh, whoops.
Huh?
Now we're all right.
Wow. That hour went fast tonight.
Yeah well, we started a little
I'm
late.
I'm also sweating my
ass know,
off.
The wrestling
flies.
Chat. The Bathmore chat. Yeah. The wrestling chat.
The
so
dead black people. Dead people, black people, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Time flies when you're talking about wrestling.
Poor black people.
You have anything else before we get a break?
I think if I was a poor black man, I think I'd take more offense to... I mean, thinking...
What?
You got that, Dan?
I know where he's
you
going.
Okay?
Well, I'm saying, but if I was a poor... Listen, someone needs to fill in for Vaughn tonight.
I already think I know where he's going with it. Go ahead.
Like, you know, I stopped myself in mid-thought. Like, if I was a poor black man, which I'm obviously not, and I'm not thinking
you're
like a poor
man.
Black
man.
I'm a fat poor white man.
Big difference.
Yes. You know, I would take offense to it, but, you know, I guess if you're poor and black and you're ready to get welfare... and used to the government handouts.
See, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. They don't want to go to school, but if they get money, they will. Like, I really don't think that's going to make them...
No, they might go to school for a little bit to try to get the money, but they're not going to put any effort into it.
Yeah,
like,
and like once they realize that they're
and
not
getting it
because
they're
not
And all
they're
going to do
is
just distract
succeeding.
People who actually want to be there.
No, if this actually happens, they'll go to school. They'll get them to go to school. Oh, absolutely.
You
that'll
know what?
Work.
School just really isn't that hard to begin with.
No, it really is.
No.
That's the thing.
Really, all you got to do is show up.
Yeah. That nowadays, no student left behind.
Unless you're all honors classes, which you have to get into, it's not that hard.
Yeah. And if you're in honors classes, there's a reason for it.
And they're still not that hard.
Yeah,
even still. But, yeah, your average
nowadays,
person
it's okay. No Child Left Behind. Now you show a little bit of initiative. Okay, we'll pitch you in honors. Yeah.
I was crafty about it. I always managed to place myself into the A level intentionally not to go into honors classes so that I wouldn't have to put forth that extra bit of effort.
Yeah
see, I worked really hard in junior high to get the hell out of honors classes. You know, in junior high, you have, like, group one, group two, group three. Group one was, honors. Yeah, I was in group one.
AP and shit, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Second year, junior high, group two.
Yeah, I could have been.
Year,
I just
three.
Didn't want to.
I'm like, yes.
I'm like, you know why? Because the gayest kids were in honors.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sure all the people you had class with were so annoying.
You know what it was? Like, group two was fine. They were the decent kids. They weren't too smart. They weren't too stupid. Because you had all the annoying assholes who didn't want to be there in group three.
Yeah.
You had all the really smart kids who were just like, they can't hold a common sense conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're too fucking smart.
So they think.
Yeah, exactly.
Quasi.
Pompous.
Yeah.
You're right,
Derek.
Are
you ready for a break now?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes, please.
I need more alcohol.
Oh, okay. Let me get that for you.
Load it up.
Suck it.
Steven.
We'll be right back.
King of the Castle.
All right.
Der Fuhrer is here. Woo, and it fucking smells really bad out here. Please tell me why, because I was in the bathroom.
Derek's ass.
Yes. Oh, different.
We have been joined by the king. Sans microphone, but he's standing to my right. Just letting his presence be known.
Yes.
Just trying to intimidate us a little bit for next year. Just letting us know that 2 days later, he's feeling fine.
Oh, yeah.
But from what I hear, your farts were deadly the day after.
Oh, my goodness.
Nonstop, yeah. I was pretty much the same way. disgusting.
I love this music.
21 cheeseburgers. Fucking Craig.
That's disgusting.
Is this something that was real that they just took?
I would imagine. I don't think they really have.
Yeah. I mean, this is 20 years old at least.
They stole from medieval times.
Probably. It's got to be something. Same thing with the bagpipes for Piper.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like a standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blow job. I don't know.
This stuff like that, like, Macho Man, all that. I think that was
all pomp and circumstances.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But this just sounds too good for 1988, whatever it first
I don't think Jim Johnston had an orchestra.
I don't think
wrestling,
so.
Wrestling, stop.
Stop. What's the matter, Steve?
I found out it was Harley Race that had this music first.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I win. You owe me a cheeseburger. Oh, okay. What's the matter, Lauren?
She's so nasty in here.
What's the matter?
It smells so bad.
Well, fucking don't come over then,
the
asshole.
Like,
yeah,
two feet in front of me. It smells so bad.
Take a walk.
Oh, my God.
Take a walk.
That door's not locked.
You know what? Jews suck.
Wow. Why is that, Steve?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but this is another one. Actually, I read this earlier today when I got the paper.
Go for it.
Vonage Holding Corporation, based in Holmdel, has been sued by a federal government agency claiming it fired an Orthodox Jew after refusing to accommodate his religious beliefs. Apparently, Mikhail Rosenberg was hired as a technical service agent.
Mikhail,
a Russian Jew.
Basically, it was probably like a no-show job where he just got money for nothing.
Probably.
And chicks for free?
Yeah. It said Vonage ordered him. It ordered him like a Nazi to work Friday nights and Saturdays, conflicting with his Sabbath observance, and scheduled his training on Jewish holidays.
Black Sabbath.
They did it on purpose, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
How about you stop being a filthy Jew?
Wow.
How about that? If you want to work in this world, you can't be religious like that.
No.
You can't say, I can't work Friday and Saturday. Well, too bad. Everybody else does. Who doesn't work Friday and Saturday?
The Jews, Steve.
The president? The Jews? That's it. Same thing. The
president never really gets a day off, does he?
I don't know.
I've seen plenty of video of him on days off.
A manager told Rosenberg, you will not fit here, and he couldn't come back when he stopped practicing his religion.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but being a Jew is like blood. It's not just religion.
That's true.
Sorry. I had an argument with some friends of mine yesterday about what it was to be a Jew. That it's not just a religion. You are Jewish by blood. And they were like,
that's because they don't have enough. They don't have enough understanding of it.
No, being a Jew, like, you look Jewish when you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Like, you actually look Jewish. Like,
do I look Jewish?
No.
No. Because you're more everything else than Jewish.
Yeah. Obviously.
You're that 6.25%. It's like you're like left.
Do I have
like
a Shylock?
You're watered down.
No, not even. Not even close. Yeah, exactly.
You're watered down Jew. But anyway.
But
no,
I know exactly what
Steve was talking about.
Like when we were talking about the thing with the Muslim woman at Target who wouldn't ring up pork because she couldn't touch it. Like, don't fucking work, piece of shit.
Yeah, it's just upsetting.
It's just gay. No, gay is the
right
word.
Work in a clothing store.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, it's like, all right, you're coming from a country where that kind of thing is just, that's how it is, and it's going to be like that. You're not going to have to worry about having to do that in another country.
I'm not going to move to Japan and say, I'm not touching octopus meat.
Exactly.
Well, they eat that over there, so
a lot.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah. Like, think about it. Like, when you're over here, basically everybody is, in a sense, not in a communist way, but everybody's really trying to work to help everybody else out.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
And
you know what the problem is?
What's that?
We don't have a fucking culture.
It's true.
Everywhere else has, like, a defined culture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go there, it's accepted.
The culture is no culture.
I feel like Craig should be involved in this conversation. Yeah.
I think so.
He needs a couple more beers.
I don't know if he's interested or cares or if we have a mic for him, but whatever.
We have
a
cordless mic, I think, set up.
No, see, that's the thing. The culture is no culture.
Yeah.
When you try to bring a separate culture in and actually inconvenience other people with your religion, that's a problem.
Waving their big Jewish penis around, That's what they do.
Big?
What?
I don't think that's true. But,
they're phallic proboscis.
Wow. Well, there you go. But it becomes a problem when you literally can't come to work merely because of your religion. Like, you're not, you're observing something. You say, gotta stay at home. You gotta be in by 6 o'clock.
It's just rude.
You can't, you have to stand. It's yeah, rude. It is rude. You have to stand in front of an electric door and wait for somebody else to open it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like things like that.
It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's just that's not part of American society.
What is this,
1450? That's part of your old culture. It's one thing to say, you know, well, this is what, you know, my people did, but I really can't impose this on, oh, I don't know, like 98% of the population I'm around.
That's what they do best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for religious freedom, but...
Absolutely.
Search out a job that will work for you. Like, if you know you can't touch pork, don't work in a store that sells pork.
Yeah.
I know. It's fucking retarded.
You can't work Saturdays.
Am I on?
Yes.
All right.
Well, isn't there... There was a Jewish girl responded about this.
Well,
works for them.
Well, she didn't really respond either.
What did she say?
Well, it says... The agency asked for a court order barring future religious discrimination by Vonage. It is seeking back and front pay for Rosenberg... punitive damages, and his reinstatement. A woman by the name of Brooke Schultz,
take it
as you will, a spokeswoman for Vonage, said she hadn't seen the complaint and couldn't comment on it.
Well, there you go.
Nothing else to this story as far as that's concerned. It's
nothing else interesting?
A bunch of side bullshit that has nothing to do with it.
Where'd you even get that paper from?
That's the Park Which Press. They brought it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, the fuck?
We picked up. Too cheap to buy one.
What?
I already read it today.
Huh?
Yeah, I said before, I was in Perkins and I was eating breakfast and I read the paper and I was like, fucking Jews, god damn it! Everybody was like, hooray, let's kill them!
Everyone rallied behind Steve.
Somebody
they got all fired up like he was Cartman or something.
The waitress brought out like just a pill of cyanide to like the Jew table. Like, here you go.
Did they wrap it in bacon first?
Did they put swastikas on your pancakes and syrup?
Mine is a nice pork sausage and swastika formation.
Oh my goodness.
You must take a shower before you eat this.
How many teachers in school were not there on the minor holidays that we didn't really get off for? I noticed that a lot.
There's like
we got
two?
Off for just about all of them.
What's that?
We usually got off for like
all of them.
Yeah. Well, the major ones.
All the high holidays.
Yeah. Yom Kippur and stuff.
But there's like Passover.
But Passover usually coincided with
Easter.
Spring break.
Yeah. That's kind of.
You can't
still
call it Easter break. It's spring break.
Yeah.
Whoops. He's dead. Get over it.
Speaking of hot, sweaty, cheap people, Dozen sweated out for free Chick-fil-A meals for a year.
Wow.
Yes, this is in Arizona. The temperature on Mesa Riverview's display read 112 degrees at 6 p.m.
Pretty hot.
Wednesday. But it didn't deter more than 50 people from lining up outside a fast food restaurant. The reason was simple. The first 100 people to get in line get coupons equal free Chick-fil-A for a year.
Is it any good?
I've never eaten Chick-fil-A once.
Never had Chick-fil-A
ever. It's very good.
It's really good, huh?
Yes.
What kind of chicken is it?
It's the white man's KFC.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's Popeye's.
Such a racist show today.
I thought that was Popeye's.
It's like KFC,
Craig
but good.
Been around for a while.
It's KFC, but good.
Yeah, it's Popeye's. Popeye's
like
the
they don't have chicken
KFC.
On the bone. They have awesome chicken nuggets and chicken fingers.
Chicken fillets. Like
yeah.
Chicken
yeah.
sandwich.
Yes.
Delicious.
Fried and grilled chicken
I thought
sandwiches.
KFC was the black KFC.
I messed
it
up.
It is.
But Popeye's is the black KFC.
Popeye's is still black, but it's really good.
Popeye's is like the hood KFC.
Well, they know how to cook.
Well, it's the southern, so it's like
it's
black
Cajun.
And white. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really good, though. I love Popeye's. I'll never go to KFC again.
I love that extra spicy chicken they got.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I'm
they
so
have good
right
coleslaw.
Now.
Not a fan of that. Not a fan of that honey mustard. Horseradish honey mustard. We've talked about
that.
Well,
that was a little, you know, that was a mistake.
Yeah. Popeye's?
Horseradish.
You like horseradish?
I like horseradish.
There's a Popeye's here?
It's in Neptune. It's by my job. It's far away, you know, from here.
I forced myself to eat an entire container of the horseradish honey mustard.
I forced myself.
Popeye's.
You know what?
You don't force yourself to eat anything, you fat fuck.
I didn't like it, but I needed honey mustard.
That horseradish would you eat good.
He wouldn't get his fat ass up to get another different kind of sauce. I like this one.
No, they didn't have any other sauce
they
I wanted.
Barbecue?
No, I smelt their barbecue sauce.
It's good. I'll even eat it,
The
dude.
Sweet and sour's got a nice zip to it, but
yeah,
it's good.
I don't need sweet and sour.
They have hot
it's
sauce.
It's Caucasian, though. Anything's going to have a nice
little zing to it.
The barbecue is
We're
good.
Such little bitchy, picky eaters.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
I'm the worst. I was talking
you are.
I was talking to this lady at work today
about actually worse than Derek. Probably.
About soda.
I'll eat anything.
Soda.
This is what I drink right here.
Craig will eat anything. That's quite,
Coca-Cola in a can.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's it. No bottles for me. The bottles don't keep them cool.
Only
enough.
Glass bottles, which we sell at my job.
But
glass
bottles. It's not limited just to how he drinks his Coca-Cola. There's nothing else. It's just Coca-Cola.
No Pepsi. No.
Really?
Every once in a while, I'll mix it up. Maybe cherry Coke. I'll have wild cherry Pepsi if it's on tap somewhere. But Pepsi, I stay away from.
RC Cola is the best.
RC Cola is not the best.
Have you ever had it, Derek?
As far as I'm concerned, it is the best. It's a little sugary.
Some poor person's barbecue, I'm sure.
Wow.
No, I have had it, though.
Royal Crown.
I've had that. I hate it when I hate it when I go to people's houses and they're having barbecues and it's like fucking Pathmark brand.
See, I love Pathmark Coca-Cola.
If you like it, fine, but don't get it to entertain people with. You know?
It's like RC. It's so gassy.
I like Jolt Cola, personally.
Yeah.
Do we even sell that anymore? If you're having people over.
No, you don't do that. Not Jolt.
It's like, oh, yeah, I smoke weed. Yeah, I like heroin.
Yeah. Too bad. That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
We do heroin in this household.
But it's like having people over and, like, if you're having people over for a party and bringing, like, and just having, like natty ice for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you don't do that. You get, like, something.
The white trash beer of America.
You know, yeah, exactly.
At least
I mean, if you like it yourself, absolutely.
Yeah.
But for a communal thing, you got to go a little high class.
Sure.
You got to get the
natty
Coke.
Natty ice, is that disgusting? Because I've heard people talk about
it.
I've never
it's natural
it.
Ice.
Okay.
It's, I mean, it's like. Bud,
it's like
else,
what you drink
like
when you're 17.
Because it's like Pabst Blue Ribbon, like really cheap. Comes in like
it's
a
worse than Pabst.
A 50 pack.
It comes in a 50 pack of cans for like $12.
Damn.
You'll see them strewn about this great town of ours.
Or
you know.
Milwaukee's best. Yeah. Or Milwaukee
Beast.
Best
ice.
Yeah, yes. Milwaukee best ice.
It's got more. Schultz like an extra
beer.
Percent on it.
I think I read somewhere that they're gonna make they're gonna start making Foster's here.
Really?
Yeah.
They probably already do make it here.
Well, I guess they did make it in Australia, but I think they're bringing it over here to make here.
What do you think, Toucher?
Hmm?
Yeah. Huh? What do you think about that, huh?
What do you think about boomerangs, huh?
Wow. Okay.
So, dingoes, huh?
So,
I just officially killed the conversation.
Dingoes eat babies. Huh? How's Bindi doing?
Yeah.
She's going to take over that country.
Steve Irwin's daughter.
She's
a little
I know.
Sassy little
she
thing. She's going to be fucking hot
path.
When she gets older. I'm going to fuck her. So
wow.
I want to fuck her.
I'm
going
to fuck her now.
I really... Well, fine. I seen her doing this little thing on Animal Planet. I was like, ooh, this little girl can suck my cock. I don't care.
Toucher says, Foster's, ew. We don't touch that crap over here. But then he says, boomerangs are pretty cool.
What did they drink then? Like some just like local beer, I guess?
Probably. It was weird. Yeah. When I went to Scotland and even... Me and Craig, where's Craig?
He's in the kitchen.
Oh, he left.
He's getting more beer.
We went to Ireland, and like the big drink over there is like Coors Light.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah. Like you go to Ireland, and everything's like Coors Light. That's
Coors
what all the
Light
kids
and,
drink.
Heineken.
Yeah, that's what all the kids drink.
Little
that's
Heine?
Like the American beer.
Yeah.
And that's like the cool thing to drink.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's we all fucking weird.
Pretty Guinness over here.
I know.
Right?
Everybody's
like,
oh, I want a Guinness. I go to the Irish bar. I want Guinness.
I
want to
feel like I'm in Ireland.
Lauren has had two Bud Lights.
That's right.
And it's
she
bombed.
Is gone. Thank goodness she is not driving tonight.
Nah.
I'm not driving.
Thank God I'm not responsible for you.
Nah.
No, Matt would be tonight.
Yeah.
Matt, did you drive?
Whoops.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, Matt's driving to White Castle. See, he doesn't care.
Nah, I don't think I can go.
You're on your
you
own tonight,
pick up
bitch.
Some, bring it back?
There's a Crave case with my
yes.
name on it.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't think I can. Okay.
White Castle drive.
I don't
through.
Think that's a good, it's a great idea.
Gabby Rich brings up Steel Reserve. I had that, and it's just gross.
Do you remember the parties at your parents' old house?
With yes. Oh, I remember those
the Red
fondly.
Bank crew. And, like, I remember walking in. Yeah, this is before.
Not that, but.
Yeah.
I was there for a few.
I remember walking in. And normally going into a party at Derek's parents' house was great because you have all the premium beer. Guinness and Harp, and you know, then his father has the Coors Light.
Yeah,
I walk in and the table's filled with Steel Reserve and Old E.
Reverb.
I can't talk to
Steel Reverb.
Oh, Volunteer.
Yeah. Steel Reserve and Old English,
yeah.
And Mad Dog 2020 in every
what,
fucking
from the ghetto?
Flavor.
Like what the?
No, it's all.
I got so wasted on Mad Dog 2020 grape.
Okay,
it's fucking cheap fortified wine for Matt who doesn't know. It's like. It's just, it tastes like grape soda.
You haven't been drunk in your life, like you shit. Piece of trash.
With a little bit of kick in your throat. It's like, I just got I fucking passed out at this kid's house with it. It was bad. It was really bad.
Thanks for pointing out that wine is made of grape, Star.
No, it was grape flavored. Like Mad Dog 2020 has like 10 different flavors.
They have like mango and all this other shit. Oh, so you have to specify grape.
I have a question.
Which is the hardest one to find, too, for some reason. Go on.
Are 40s all malt liquor, or is that like...
No, 40s is just
the size. Budweiser, Coors Light, they all make
40s. Oh, so what's malt liquor, then?
Malt liquor would be like Colt 45.
But Old English. But that's a 42, right?
They come in 40 ounces.
A 40 is the size of the can.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't know what they
make. I don't know how, but they make it with something else to make it malt liquor. I don't know what they make it with. It's different.
Malt?
Malt?
Like
you make a malt?
Well, you can buy malt.
I mean, they put fucking chocolate ice cream in it? Like
no. No. Like, it's a different grain or...
Yeah.
You know.
But like last night, I bought a Budweiser 32 ounce. It wasn't a 40, but it looked like one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Close,
like,
yeah,
I could have had the Old English 40, but I picked the Budweiser because Old English is disgusting.
40 is just merely
40 is just
of the size of the bottle.
Yeah.
40s are like
40
the leftover...
I wasn't sure if everything came
brew.
In a 40.
That's why they put them in those.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You have to drink them like right away because they are disgusting when like you get to the bottom and it's warm. Gross.
You ever do the duct tape challenge? You tape 240s to each hand.
I've seen people do that.
No,
it's fucking ridiculous.
I will never do that. That's like seven beers right there.
You take the train to New York. I would usually take like 240s. By the time I got up there, I'd be pretty fucked up.
Hell yeah,
I'd say so.
Yeah. Seven and beers in
really,
a matter of minutes.
Really have to pee.
Did you have them in a brown paper bag?
No, I didn't need a bag.
Whoops. Yeah, they don't even care.
What is with the train? It's
they
like
don't
some
care.
Weird. It's like you're not touching the ground or something.
Society, I don't know.
It's no man's land.
It is.
You walk out there with revolvers and shit.
It's an unclaimed country.
It's like the wild, wild west.
It is. I was on a train coming home from New York, and a guy was just drinking beer, like straight out, like in front of the conductor. He walked by. I was like, oh, ticket's out. And he's like drinking like Natty Ice or something, just straight. Like the can is wide open. Natty Ice right there. It's not a Coke can.
All right,
it's not in a bag.
The conductor gets paid like shit, and he's
no.
He's
they
like,
make actually really good money because somebody we know is now a train conductor. And he
My
makes a lot
stepfather
of
worked for the railroad. Yeah. He tried to get me to be a conductor.
Really?
Yeah, they can make a lot of money.
I probably should have.
Yeah, you do have to be around for a while. It's like
I probably would have made
even
more
starting
money.
Out. They make 40-50 G's.
If you got caught with the beer on the platform, you'd probably run
That's
into trouble.
In public.
Yeah. As soon as you get on that train, it's like fucking.
It is.
It's like a closed doors.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I've
You can drink on the bus.
Because people said to me,
I don't know. You can drink on a bus, too? I didn't know that.
I guess. Same thing as a train. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. So weird.
What is the bus driver going to pull over and walk back there? And hey, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, right. Some fat
what do you think
slop,
this is?
You know?
Well, keeping
it's just going to keep driving and merging into people.
Keeping with the subject here, this was something from Tuesday that we didn't get to. Pub landlord fights smoke ban by declaring his boozer an embassy. For pub goers who enjoy cigarette with their drink, next week's ban in England will make it a very different place. So one landlord has claims to have found a loophole to fight the new law by declaring his pub to be a part of a different country. The Wellington Arms in Southampton... Or Southampton? No fucking
whatever.
Perhaps.
Whatever is set to transform itself from a public house into an official embassy for a tiny Caribbean island. If it is successful, the pub will be classified as foreign soil, allowing smokers a haven for the smoke laws from the UK.
You know what? Just let's just screw all continuity whatsoever. Just fuck it. Just you know, do whatever the hell you want.
I think it's a very good idea. You don't?
It's just, they're really just going out of their way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They got a lot of press, and they're probably going to have a lot of people coming there making a lot of money.
Yeah, just to smoke.
Yeah. I hope they all have their passports.
Yeah, whatever. Me too.
Even if it doesn't go through,
they
got their name in the paper just by doing that.
Yep.
It's a stunt. It's basically what it is.
Are they going to get? Are they going to arrest their parents? Guinness Book of World Records, stupidest idea ever.
Yes.
Just to get people to smoke in a building and drink at the same time. Oh, my God. That's just so, like,
Gabberich,
it's just so irritating.
Gabberich said the taped 40s is called Edward 40 Hands.
Wow.
Very astute.
Wow.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That just killed the show.
I don't know. I thought it was a cute little story.
Can you hit the closing music, please?
The Edward 40 hands.
I don't know. I'm just
I just like
Edward penis hands better.
Wow. He's had a couple of beers and he's talking about the penis.
I didn't say Peter penis
hands.
Wow. what was
you
the comment?
You did now.
No, hold on. What was the comment Derek made about when you were playing Nettie in your car?
Oh, is this his cock singing?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not the only one with a phallic obsession.
Yeah, because, yeah, never
anyway.
Mind.
Anyway, so back to this whole thing.
Faggot.
A small Caribbean island.
I closed it already because we were done with it.
It's boring.
He's going to make it an embassy. I guess he owns the land or whatever, so he's going to make that the embassy for this separate country.
Uh-huh.
And that would make it foreign land, just like our embassy is foreign land in other countries.
Uh-huh.
So it would abide by the laws of that country, which means you can smoke in there.
Don't you need certain criteria to do that? Or a certain level of, not just drinking and smoking?
Well, I mean, if it's his country, I guess that would be his embassy in England.
Wouldn't he be, like, selling the country's land? Like, okay, yeah, he owns the land, but does he have the right to essentially, like, give it to another one? Like, couldn't people who all own their land eventually do it?
It's Pretoria.
Yeah, basically.
It's fucking England. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
I don't know.
There you go.
I mean, how does a U.S. embassy set up in another country?
There's a reason why it's a U.S. embassy. This is just, that's why I find it so absurd. This is just like the email thing.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's just people, like, they're grasping at straws to get attention.
Oh. Working for him,
but the rest of the population is just so dumb to care about it.
Pretty much.
I heard that, I'm like, you're fucking retarded. Goodbye. You don't deserve any attention whatsoever.
I actually wasn't a fan of the smoking ban at first, because I'm not one for people to tell you what to do. I mean, I think you should be able to smoke in a bar.
Yeah, but then people are telling you what to do because you don't have a choice but to breathe it in.
Well,
if you went to a bar and 30 people were just farting nonstop, wouldn't that bother you?
You're still here
every day.
No, yeah, I definitely am on
you're
both sides.
You're here voluntarily.
I'm there.
Nobody's
on both
putting
sides,
a gun
though.
To your
he
head.
Would buy
no.
it,
but as a person, like yet. I have a right to go to a bar and to be able to enjoy myself, just like anybody else.
No,
but like
yeah.
when you're doing something that bothers everyone else who doesn't do it, like
smoking bothers other smokers.
Listen,
exactly.
I'm a smoker, and I was a fan of the ban. I think it was a good idea.
Totally.
Well, now
I love it.
At the time, I was really like, you know, I don't think.
I don't agree with it because I wouldn't want somebody saying, "Well, you can't, you know, wear this or
and
do
it,
that." When
no,
you go
that's
to a bar.
Totally
like,
different.
Yeah, it's completely
totally
different.
Different.
It is because
you
it's not
are
affecting
irritating
other people, like
other people physically. That they have the right to be in there and not smoke because they don't smoke, but they're physically being affected by it. It's just like you're not allowed to go and get drunk and fight somebody. You're not allowed to physically harm somebody when you're drinking, but you can drink. Smoking, you don't have a choice. You're
wearing
going
a certain
to
thing is
people.
Completely different than spewing harmful toxins into innocent
saying.
People's.
Yeah.
I don't even care about that. It just smells like shit, and it's gross. Like, I don't feel like
you're
dealing
just
with
a
that.
Bunch of faggots.
No.
Craig,
you
what do you think
smoke,
of this?
You smoke in a bar.
Yeah,
that's
where
it.
Else are you going to smoke?
Well, it's true. I
Craig,
mean,
were
gonna,
you a fan of the ban?
You're going to go kill your liver. Might as well kill your lungs.
Seriously. Yeah, I don't really care about the health aspect.
The fuck does it matter?
It's just annoying
I do.
To have to breathe that shit in. I breathe in it at home. I don't want to have to do it at
you
elsewhere.
You definitely do breathe
know?
It in.
You just went, like, back and forth. You were, like, agreeing with me. Now you're saying...
No,
like,
because I understand both sides. Like, if I was a smoker, I'd be like, well, I want to drink and smoke at the same time. Like, I know the feeling. Like, okay, fine. But at the same time, it's like, it's bothering other people. It's something that's directly, like, I shouldn't have to deal with it, but I have to. You know what I mean? Like,
smoking is only legal because of how much money they make off of it.
Sure.
That's it. There's no other reason why it's legal.
Booze, too.
Yeah.
Booze is
but it
more deadly than pot.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't
anything.
Directly affect people around you.
Drunk driving doesn't affect anybody.
No,
that's so isolated.
No, I don't think so.
Smoking in small buildings?
Well.
Bartenders are more likely to get cancer because of secondhand smoke than
I don't even care. I wish I had cancer. I don't care. Like, I really don't care about that.
I wish.
Like, I shower. I want to smell good. Like, I don't want to go to a bar smell like stank pussy. Cigarettes.
Wow.
Whatever. I don't know.
That's the same thing.
Same thing.
No. I'm worried about
outrageous.
No, but like, you know what? For me, like when I was a little kid, like I remember going over to Matt's house and his grandmother would be like, come up and be like,
are you smoking?
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
No, it's just, I, like, everybody in my house chain smokes. Like, I can't avoid it.
It's
like,
so
it's,
true.
It's disgusting. Like, I shouldn't smell like shit.
Which is funny because my, I mean, I must have smelled like smoke coming home from your house,
dude,
all the time.
Seriously, like, horrible. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I took a shower, and then somebody comes up and says, oh, I'm going to smear you with dog poo. You know, oh, well, I can't do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing to me.
Wow, guys, maybe I should consider quitting.
You should. Yeah,
you should,
it's disgusting.
When you come in here, it does smell fucking nasty.
You ever make out with somebody? Yeah. Well, everybody here probably has somebody that doesn't smoke.
What the
or
hell?
Or somebody that smokes and
He's
you don't, I mean?
I smell bad.
That is so
the
gross.
Nastiest.
I'd rather lick an ashtray. Yeah. That's how gross it is.
That's when they have gum.
No.
It doesn't kill it.
It clings right to your clothes.
I mean, it doesn't even kill it.
I mean, I understand everyone's point. I understand. I mean, I grew up in a smoking household, too. Yeah. It is disgusting, but, I mean, the bottom line is you...
And that's the bottom line.
I knew that was coming. That phrase is ruined. I mean,
yeah.
Smoking and bars just went together.
Oh,
that's
true.
Just the way it was.
And I acknowledge
that. If you didn't like it, you didn't go to a bar. You go to fucking Applebee's. You go in the non-smoking section. Uh-huh. You drink there.
Applebee's.
That's just the way it was.
But why should I have to do that? Why should I not be allowed to do that?
Because this is America. You can do whatever you want. If you don't want to be around smokers, don't be around smokers.
Oh, wait, case in point.
But they're the ones that are doing it upon me. I'm not doing it upon them. Why should I have to avoid that?
Has restaurant attendance gone down since the smoking ban?
No.
It is not. So
in
that's,
Florida?
So
same
that's case
with,
in point
same
there.
Same thing with bars.
Smoking
or
not.
Yeah, no. Same thing.
People are going to go either way.
Yeah.
But
yeah, which is why they shouldn't
get
be
drunk,
able to smoke it.
I actually go out to the bar more now that they're smoking.
Obviously.
Can.
Me too.
I would never,
well, you being
ever
a non-smoker,
have gone into a bar with
exactly.
guys.
Even smokers.
But
once.
More
of
the
pocket,
the
smoking ban.
Yeah, but more of the population
bars,
is non-smoker than smoker. You've been to bars with us with the smoking ban.
What, Stevie G's?
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, just to sit around the bar, like, I wasn't around people who were smoking.
Yeah.
I was up by the stage. You know, like, not just, like, sitting around at the bar itself with people smoking around me.
I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like, I can't explain it anyway because anything I say is just going to get shut down by you.
Well, the bar should be allowed to be designated. We smoke here. We don't smoke here.
Yeah. Just specifically.
That would be
bars,
fair enough.
You know what, do? Buy a smoking license.
Yeah.
Buy an alcohol license.
Yeah.
Buy a fucking smoking license.
Or separate it. Put
it's
like a glass
so
wall or something.
But they
something.
Used to do that. Didn't work.
People drinking alcohol around you is not the same thing as people smoking around you.
I
it's
know, but I'm saying.
100% complete different.
Our state's in fucking debt.
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
it. People were bitching about the smoking.
You
solve
think
the problem.
You think people
smoking license.
But overall, I think people
Why
adjusted
not?
To it pretty well. Because I don't see a lot of problems with
no.
like.
People go
like,
outside
oh, well, I'm
going to
smoke the cigarette anyway.
You got
like,
people
I haven't
getting
seen
up
that
as
yet.
If they're going to the bathroom, just go out and have a cigarette.
Get your fucking fat ass up and go outside and smoke. Big
wow.
deal.
Wow.
Hey.
I'm just
yeah,
in general. I'm saying.
You got that, Lauren?
Damn.
Yeah, Lauren, get your fat ass up and smoke.
Oh, my God. You guys, you're so
You
evil.
Fat fuck.
Wow.
See?
What a dick.
Anyway, new subject.
What subject?
No,
I
wait.
Think that was a good subject.
One last thing on the smoking. Did you hear about Keyport?
Uh-oh.
It is now illegal to smoke in a car in the town of Keyport.
Whoa.
With a minor.
See, that's gay.
Why?
Well, with a minor? Mm.
Yeah, if you have a minor in the car, you can't smoke in your
that's
own
touchy.
Damn car. I thought that's a little... That,
that's
that to
that's,
me is
that's the same
that's
damn thing then, isn't it?
What is
it? Kind of complicated.
I mean, listen,
kid,
if I want my
kids
to have cancer,
smoke. It's they're have
getting
cancer.
You could have your window wide open. The smoke would probably never even touch his lungs or his body.
They're slowly just making it illegal to smoke. That's basically what it is.
It'll be very hard to do that, but with all the things like increasing taxes on cigarettes. Like,
what,
how much are cigarettes?
But you don't even, see, that doesn't even bother me because smoking is gay to me.
Yeah,
why even bother smoking? What is the point of smoking? Nothing. I know
to
I'm offending a lot of people.
Into your system.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's because you're addicted to it now. Why'd you start smoking in the first place?
To be
you have
cool.
no reason. What does it get for you? It's not like smoking
I don't
pot
know, Lauren.
Or something.
What does it get for you?
It doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
You don't. You
really,
feel better because you're addicted to it. You don't
really
feel better because you smoke.
I really do. I've wanted to quit for a long
it's
time.
It's a vice. Why do you drink?
Because drinking makes you feel good. Like
smoking,
it's
smoking, believe it or
no,
not.
No, that's after you're addicted to it.
Smoking
the first time
habit.
You ever smoke, you're going to be sick to your
yeah,
stomach.
Yeah, initially it's awful.
Yeah,
you,
the first time
the first
I drank,
times.
I got sick as a dog.
Well, that's maybe you drank too much.
Ha!
Smoking one cigarette.
There's a difference,
one
though.
One puff of a cigarette, now
you can't
really
smoke.
Different.
You can smoke half a cigarette and still get disgustingly sick. I did. But you can smoke. You can drink like a beer or two and be like, oh, this isn't bad. You might like the taste of it. I don't know. But smoking, like,
some
once you're addicted
like
to it, you're like, well, I need it. I have to have it. I don't have to have this beer. I just do. I drink it. People that are addicted to shit to me, like, I can't
I
understand
I
that.
I drink it.
I'm not an alcoholic. Yeah.
No, I'm not. But I can't understand people that are addicted to stuff. To weed, alcohol, cocaine, whatever.
Well,
I
that's,
can't
just, that's, that's just getting
just
into
all
like,
falls into the same yeah. category.
No, no, no.
That's just getting into the mind and everything. Like, I don't know why well, that, anything. Yeah. Why are we attracted to women?
My,
well, throw anything out. Well, boobs, of course. But
well, I know, but it's different. It's different.
What's up, Lauren?
Right, Lauren?
Hey, tits are awesome. Don't get me wrong.
That's true. But no,
I need
20
cc's right now.
Hey, 20 cc's of jug right now.
Isolate that clip. That's so funny.
Oh, some friends from college started a new religion.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Spaghetti monster?
No. No, better.
Cigarette monster. How could it be better?
What could be better? What could be better than flying spaghetti monster?
Being a poobist.
All right, that's just fucking college bullshit. Those are the kids that like that.
No, it was my friends from college.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You're stupid
like
friends
spaghetti
from college.
Monster.
Wow. No, those are the kids that walk around with the FBI shirt and it says female body inspector.
No, we weren't
that
kind of
full-blooded Italian.
I wanted to kill this guy I saw at work wearing that FBI shirt. Oh, it was disgusting.
I saw a guy at work that had a shirt that said got 7% and he was like obviously like a muscle head, so it was like 7% body fat.
Oh,
like,
my
you're a fucking
God.
Faggot.
I thought he was
you
a
are...
7%er.
He was a Muslim. Faggot. No, he was this big Guido white guy. He's obviously very gay.
Obviously he was a Guido.
Did he have the blowout haircut?
Close. He had the gay flat top. He's very tan and just very gay.
Vegeta or Guile?
I don't know who Vegeta is.
Oh, okay.
No, he just had like a crew cut kind of flat top like okay. thing. You know, it wasn't like it
so
wasn't anything
turned
different.
On. No spike.
I did go back and jerk it
a little bit.
No, it wasn't. He was gay. What do you want me to say? You wear a shirt that says "God for 7%." You are fucking gay. Like, we can't tell you work out. We need to see a shirt that represents that, too. Faggot. You are a faggot. You equal faggot in my book. And that's the bottom line.
That's just, like, that's just bringing your culture from your muscle, you know, country that you came from.
God, 7%?
Yeah. Where everybody
a third of the people in this country are obese. I doubt most people have 7% body fat. Derek probably has 70% body fat.
Probably.
7%. 7% muscle.
Yeah.
Sorry, Derek. Wow. You were just a quick scapegoat.
And you have 100% awful tattoos.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
This.
Ouch.
Good thing we don't have a webcam, I guess.
I know. Because you're awful.
Oh, my God. My sleeves fell off.
Oh,
oh,
my God. Because it's sweltering out.
Oh, my God.
Why.
Now there's a wolf coming through my skin.
No.
Is that a skin rip I see?
That's
anyway.
Not funny.
Right.
So yeah, Dan, we don't want to hear about the boobists.
Well, do they have a commandments or something?
I didn't see that in my American Breast Enthusiast magazine.
It's okay to call Hooters knockers and sometimes snack trays.
That's true.
Thanks, Ironhead.
But that's immediately what I thought of, just that stupid like college humor like
oh, yeah.
bullshit, you know?
I wear funny t-shirts.
Yeah, or like the big like what is it called? The what was the big charts? Like with all the drinks on them, they have the
periodicals.
Periodical drink
periodicals.
Yeah,
that's
fucking stupid.
Like
bullshit.
The elemental chart. It's the
beers of the world.
Mental.
It's like different shots and how to make them and shit.
That was like the Wedding Crasher rules. Like, dude, you've never been a Wedding Crasher. You never will be. You saw the movie once. You thought it was great.
Yeah.
You're a faggot. Seriously.
You're a faggot.
Seriously, I saw that in Spencer's. I was like, wow, that is queer as hell.
Seriously, yeah. Spencer's has, like, I'd say like 10% of Spencer's is
creative.
Yeah.
The best stuff I've ever seen in my life.
No, some of it is definitely funny. Like, some of the shit you come across is funny. But,
10% of it's garbage.
Like,
really 90%.
Yeah, they have, like, Kiss clocks. Like, that to me, like. The moment I walk in and see anything Kiss, I'm like.
I boycott the store.
I have to leave.
If I walk in and I see even a fraction of Gene Simmons' tongue, a single atom of his tongue, if I see it, I boycott the store.
It's gone.
Hate him. Hate Kiss.
I hate them too.
Why wouldn't you?
How could you like them?
Awful.
They are the cancer of music.
They are.
So you're trying to say you don't like the Rock and Roll Night?
No, I don't. Oh, are you a Kiss fan, Dan?
No, not at all.
I don't like gay Jewish people.
Doomers.
I'm sorry, I don't like gay Jewish people.
Yeah, with really long tongues.
I don't
I'll
like
tell you one reason why I despise Kiss.
Go for it.
Ace Frehley.
Oh, I'll give you another reason. Gene Simmons.
I'll give you another one, Paul Stanley.
Okay, how about one more?
Peter Chris. I'll give you one more. How about their movie?
How about Jewish?
Well, that too. How about Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Theme Park, whatever the fuck it was called.
God, that was horrible.
Oh. If you're listening, anybody, please just download that or something.
It is
the biggest piece of shit you'll ever see in your life.
Is that a Scooby-Doo episode?
Basically.
Worse. With even worse acting.
They have an evil Kiss come out to kill the real Kiss, and Gene Simmons is firing lasers from his mouth or his eyes, and they're flying, and it's just... It's
so bad.
They have to blur them so much when they do the special effects to make it look like they're kind of on the background. They're kind of standing in air.
Yeah,
it's just...
Have you ever watched
disgusting.
His new show, Gene Simmons?
No.
Why does he have a new show?
Occasionally. I've seen it.
That's a scripted piece of shit.
My roommate likes to watch that show, so I'm forced to watch it occasionally.
Oh.
Who likes to watch it?
He likes to watch that, of all people.
What? Roommate. Oh,
him.
Oh, him.
Yeah. He likes to watch that.
You know
what?
Yeah, I know your opinion.
I want to really puke to think that he likes that.
Oh, come
on.
That's
terrible.
Is it House of Gene?
Yeah, something like, it's like
Family Jewels or something.
Family Jewels. His son, seriously, like I really want to smash his face with Louisville Slugger.
God, his fucking voice.
His voice.
He's so gay.
He's like a 15-year-old kid. He's like, hey, Dad.
He's married to like Shannon Tweed or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Obviously, she's extremely hot, but his son looks
maybe
so gay that I really just want to crush his skull.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Kiss Coffin?
Great.
Remember that one?
Kiss Offin?
Yeah, he sold his own line of coffins.
Yeah.
He'll sell anything. He's a Jew.
He will.
Yeah, he
really
does.
Will.
That's all the show is. It's about him and his, like, he has, like, over 1 million business ventures going right now.
Great.
How do you count that many business ventures?
I feel my nose growing talking about it.
I know.
I really don't even want to discuss that anymore.
I hate Gene Simmons so much. I hate him almost as much as I hate Vern Troyer.
Or Anna Nicole Smith.
What about Vern Troyer in Kiss Makeup?
Oh.
As Anna Nicole Smith in drag. That would be the ultimate. Like, I would love to just crush him like on
with his pink in his mouth, like Dr. Evil.
The only thing that could make Gene Simmons worse is if he married Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God.
And they sold tickets to their concert together.
Gene Simmons makeup.
And then had an affair with Cher. No? Okay.
I don't really mind Cher.
What?
I don't. She doesn't...
I just spilled beer on my face because you said that. How could you not mind her?
I don't. What has she ever
done? She killed Sonny Bono.
Well, she
That's why.
She threw him into a tree.
No, I think an oak tree killed
Sonny
Bono.
Go along.
That oak tree would be Cher.
I never went skiing before. You could do the master slope.
Wow.
I believe in you.
Say a black diamond. Do it for me.
It's so much more fun doing the trails in the woods.
If I could turn do you believe?
Wow, Craig.
I can find a way. Her fucking ass cheeks hanging out of her pants.
Wow, I remember that.
With all the sailors, like, they actually want to fuck her.
I'd say.
Craig
like
likes
they
her.
Really want to fuck her.
Kinda.
Oh, my God.
I liked her in Mask. She was pretty good.
What do I look like? The kid from Mask?
Yeah, she was pretty good in that. Rocky. But, aside from that, I hate her guts.
Oh, yeah, Craig, we decided Dan looks across between...
oh, come on.
Matt Damon and Rocky Dennis.
Oh, my God. A cross that should never be.
Come on.
I hope your dumb fiance hears that too.
Wow.
I think she
is listening tonight.
Giving me shit
on a motorcycle trip.
What is this?
To Europe,
what is this I missed?
But then smash his face in more.
What is this
wow.
I missed out on?
Yeah, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here.
You missed it. Go download the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer.
Yeah.
Then you're shit
his
out
fiance
of
was giving me shit over the phone.
Really?
Well, not live.
What's that number again?
Oh, 732-917-0456.
You know we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
And no listeners.
Hey, Vaughn doesn't have to work tomorrow, so we can go late.
Wow. That's true. Vaughn's not here, so we can go late.
Yeah, exactly. Our ears aren't bleeding yet.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
My God, I have cancer.
Wow. Steve wishes he had cancer.
Whatever.
He wants the cancer crave case.
Next week, he's going to say he wants AIDS.
Wow. Are you really going to White Castle?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of question is that?
Diner, White Castle.
That was rhetorical, right?
I am getting kind of hungry.
Just
can't believe
be
it.
The perfect end.
I can't believe that.
I got to get up early, but I'm kind of hungry, too. I'm going to be hungry after.
Yeah, I really think you guys should go do drive through tonight while me and D-Rock here.
You want us to do that?
The tire.
D-Rock.
We'll hit it up. Yeah, fire it down.
Unless all right, you guys want to wait. If we all go, we can just pick up the car. And
that's true.
That's true.
Put it on
how
my roof.
How many fat aristocrats does it take to pick up a
aristocrats?
Well, there was about enough aristocrats to equal a whole car on the show.
I think last show.
That was about 2 tons.
More than the Del Sol weighs. What? And aristocrats.
For those of you that don't know, Carly, who was passed out drunk on the couch right now, had a blowout on our way home from work, which is why we were three minutes late.
She put white tape on it. That's the move I would have done.
What?
It's so inside.
It's kind of inside, yeah. Anyway, continue.
She had a blowout.
It's very inside unless you own Rome 92.
Wow.
Peeping Tom complained focuses on Tarjay. A woman says a man on a ladder spied on her in a fitting room. Jennifer Turner, who there was a picture on the website, is pretty hot, said she was trying on clothes at Target last week when she looked in the mirror of the fitting room and saw the reflection of a man on a ladder peering down at
her.
Was
he videotaping?
Wow. Was he like looking over? It was like a step ladder. He was like above it?
He was like looking over
no one noticed
into the,
from the other
thing.
Side.
Wow.
Maybe it was dead there. I don't know.
What a maintenance man.
Turner, 26, was shocked. No one has ever seen me nude except for my doctor and my husband.
Wow.
This fucking prude, Turner said.
Oh, you fucking slut.
There was nowhere to hide. Now Turner and her husband have hired a lawyer who has written a letter to Target demanding an explanation and threatening legal action. She didn't get the name of the tall, thin, blonde-haired man on the ladder, so it wasn't me, but she assumes he was a maintenance worker.
Thin.
I know. A Target spokesman for the company said it was investigating the incident.
I'm really tired of this shit. Oh, a guy saw me naked. Oh, a guy raped me. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
It's free sex.
Oh,
what's the big deal about rape? It's free sex.
Surprise sex.
Free.
Yeah. Surprise.
Whoa, whoops. What's going on?
Wow.
You can still breathe the duct tape around your mouth.
That's
don't
true.
Worry about it.
That's true.
actually, unless
you're stuffed up.
I want to try and find her.
Yeah, I want to see this slut.
Her picture.
Okay.
Fuck her. She's a slut.
Yeah,
she shouldn't be getting naked anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't be shopping at Target and getting undressed.
Wow.
That toucher has a good point. Why was she nude? Who gets
naked? Why was
naked?
She naked?
Who's fucking putting clothes?
Was she trying on underwear?
Yeah, you going commando? At the fucking dressing room in Target.
That's disgusting.
Get a little creative.
It's Target. Who has to try shit on? Just return it.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
I mean, Christ, in the middle of nowhere?
$10?
I know. The Isaac Mizrahi collection.
Yeah.
Might run you about $12 a shirt.
You
okay?
He's stupid.
I don't know. Who complains about getting raped? Come on.
Wow.
Prudes.
All right, here she is here.
Oh, what happened?
I'll bring it over on the screen.
Oh,
there
it is.
Here it comes. Dan, move your elbow. Oh,
move
she looks pretty hot.
Body.
Yeah.
She looks hot and frightened. That is her husband with the tats.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, if I was him, I would have went to the store and beat the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
That's like exactly what I like right there.
Yeah. I like to pull that hair.
That's enough. More for me.
Anyway,
whoops. Oh, King of the Castle.
She looks so fucking, like, scared. Look at her.
She looks bewildered.
I know. That just begs to be raped. What's wrong? Yeah. Come on. That's her fault.
Those big doe eyes.
She was trying on bras. She was trying on bras.
Oh.
Oh, dude. How can you? I can't blame the guy then.
Nah, I can't either.
Seriously.
Titties get everybody excited.
It's true. Right, Lauren?
Yeah. I want to start a religion based around breasts.
Oh, you can be
sounds like a great idea.
That sounds like it's never been done
original.
Yet.
We'll call it Buddhist.
We'll call it Tittist. No. Mammals? Mammaries?
Wow.
I meant to say
mammarists.
Yeah, you did.
No, I meant to say Buddhist. It was like a little
thing.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops.
I know it's supposed to be boobies.
Yeah.
5 minutes on the show, we're tangled.
What's that?
Whoops-a-daisy.
So that was fun, Target.
Aw. There's never parking there. It aggravates me.
Really Targ shit.
Tar crap. Diabetic man is missing after being kicked off a train.
Oh, he was amputated.
A 65-year-old St. Louis man is missing after Amtrak personnel mistaking his diabetic shock for drunk and disorderly behavior, kicked him off a train in the middle of the national forest.
Wow. What?
I don't think they can just throw somebody off the train.
And then he turned around and said, no ticket.
Ask that cougar there how you get to fucking home from
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
So he had that, it's like a blood sugar thing where it drops and you kind of seem like you're drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
well, see you later. He's probably dead.
That's funny.
The Indians got him.
Hi-ho, where
it's like Oregon Trail.
Unbelievable.
Oregon Trail.
Best video game
Bob
ever.
Has no ticket.
Ever.
Dead. Pretty much, yeah.
Bob has no ticket.
Dead. Oh, man.
It's like a Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he leaves him in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Did you see his eyes? All the animals coming around?
He turns the light on. There's tigers and shit and lions.
No! My blood sugar's low.
I need insulin.
We actually have a video.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Let off in the middle of a national
of the missing guy?
About 800,000 acres of... Wow.
What?
800,000 acres and
that's
left
a
them
lot.
In the middle of it. That
that's
is a
lot.
Lot. That guy's fucking dead.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Especially
dispatcher, 65-year-old Roosevelt Sims was drunk and being unruly Sunday night.
But they thought
he was only 100 miles an hour.
But actually, it was just stopped, he's a diabetic, and we just
Johnny Cash. Well, they left him out in the middle of nowhere with some Quaaludes.
Johnny Cash,
dead.
Was drunk and being unruly Sunday night.
But they thought he was drunk, intoxicated. But actually, it was he's a diabetic, and,
we
just found out.
Nice.
Passenger on the Amtrak train.
Nice transition
was headed
there.
From St. Louis to Los Angeles. But 20 minutes to 10, we learned the conductor stopped the train and made the St. Louis man get off at a railroad crossing.
Wow.
5 miles outside of Williams and 2 miles from any road.
Even if he was drunk and disorderly, you can't just leave someone in the middle of nowhere.
No.
You gotta leave him at a station, maybe.
You don't put anyone off in an area like that.
That's what Williams police told CBS 5 News in a phone interview.
What, you stupid?
There's no water up here. We're at almost 8,000 feet.
Tonight, Sims is now a missing person.
I just want to find him. You know, I'm not mad at anybody. But
the family says he tried to call them that night, but was incoherent. And when police arrived at the crossing, he ran into the woods, leaving his bag and all his medication. Oh. We learned cell phone records indicate his phone was used in Litchfield Park, 180 miles from Williams. Tonight, everyone's hoping the 65-year-old
they have one picture of this
alive.
Guy.
I want to find a way.
And that is it. And they've been shown the same picture, Huover and Huover and Huover and Huover.
It's
just, it's on the video, but it's him. It's a really dark picture of him and his wife, and they're black, so you can barely see him.
She looks white. He barely looks black.
Yeah, and they'll show the picture, and then they zoom in a little more, another shot with the same fucking picture.
Wow.
So, when they find this guy,
probably not.
He's probably going to own Amtrak.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that the son talking?
That was the brother.
The brother?
The brother's brother.
He said, we're not even mad. We just want him back. Yeah, you're not mad. Sure, you're not.
They probably already paid you.
I know. Like, just say this. We'll find him. We'll give you whatever you
get
want.
Get a gift certificate for
maybe
Chick-fil-A.
Maybe he's really not mad. Oh, God.
Oh, Tetra says, oh, what? He's only black? Who the hell cares then?
What?
It's okay for him to say that, though, because that's his culture down there.
That's true.
And then he said that she checked the trees. He's probably up there somewhere.
He's probably just hanging around somewhere.
Oh, my God.
The toucher. He is ruthless.
He really is.
Without Ruth.
What did I miss? Besides everything.
Anyway.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Almost ready to shut this bitch down.
Music.
Cut the music. It smells so bad.
Yeah, why? What? Did I?
You know what?
Every time you go to the bathroom, he craps his pants.
I don't.
Come back, you get a mouthful.
It seriously does reek, though.
Oh my
Derek
God!
Derek hasn't farted in the mic yet tonight.
I know. It's like a first ever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it is midnight. You know what that means?
White Castle.
I don't know what does that mean.
I gotta go change the tire.
Whoops!
Whoops-a-daisy!
Whoops!
Thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening.
Oh, really?
Be sure to check us out on iTunes. You can download the show there, subscribe every time I put one up there. Guess what? You get it.
That's right.
You can also check out our MySpace.com. Shut up, Lauren. MySpace.com/aristocratsradio. Yeah, it's probably you farting over there.
Yeah.
Gross.
What the
I think your tits are leaking gas.
Wow.
You guys are assholes.
I know. I'm sorry.
You got to take the licks if you want to be on the show.
Yeah.
Never. Oh, and we lick.
You can take shots at us,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. We like to lick.
No, she just takes shots at Vaughn when he's not looking.
Wow.
Ew.
Oh, did I blow up your spot?
Ew.
Whoa.
Ow.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
It could be
she
a lot.
She's upset. I think we uncovered something.
Bum, bum, bum.
The headphones are coming off.
She's leaving.
Cigarette the microphone's break. Going down.
Oh, she's going to go smoke a cigarette. Oh, shit.
I did my hair for Vaughn. He's
cracked
not even
in the
here.
Wow.
Your hair looks very nice, by the way.
Yeah. Too bad you missed out, Vaughn.
Yeah. Long mistia. I'm sure it'll be like that for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Is that more so weaves
she takes
or
the extensions
no,
out?
This is actually real. No
That's weaves. All your hair?
Yeah, this is
it's all real. Natural.
It looks exactly the same as it did before, just
no,
not black. Yeah.
Not
no, it's like 8 inches shorter now.
No, 3 inches longer with the
extension. Fucking
extension. Oh,
yep,
about
real.
Wow.
It's a weave.
I didn't even know and I
it's a weave,
it.
It's alright.
What'd you say?
I said you take out the extensions.
Oh.
And I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoops a daisy.
Yes. Yes.
How long she do did. They take wow. you to put in? The extensions or the weaves or whatever?
It took them like a half an hour. They just braided it and like sewed it in.
And it's real people hair, right?
It is real human hair.
Oh, that's girl, you're going to look so good when I put these in. Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get this done? What town?
East Orange.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Shocking.
Surprise.
They weave that shit in there nice, huh?
For those who aren't
nice
in the know,
tight.
East Orange is all black.
100%? Really?
Yes.
It's
yes.
The hood.
It is the hood. Like,
wow.
Literally,
the hood.
Ghetto.
The
is that why people have to go with you?
They ghost ride the whip.
Wow.
In the hood.
East Orange is it's like the universe before the Big Bang.
They ghost ride the bitch.
Anyway.
I'm done.
Alrighty, well, we will see you on Tuesday after the BJ Radio Show.
Yes.
Yes.
CringeHumorRadio.com.
Thank you.
BJ.
MySpace.com/AristocratsRadio. AristocratsRadio at AOL.com.
Yeah.
Fucking AristocratsRadio.com.
Yeah, all that stuff.
CringeHumorRadio.com.
Thanks for not listening. Goodbye.
Oops.
Thanks amazing. For coming out.
Dingle-dongle, dingle-dongle, someone's calling you. Goulet. Your phone is ringing. La-dee-da-do, da-dee-da-do, do. Your phone is ringing. La-dee-da-do, da-da-da-do. Dingle-dongle, dingle-dongle, someone's calling you. Goulet.
Nip it in the bud. Mm-hmm. Andy.